Residents and local leaders say, despite calls to respect civilians' rights, SPLA-IO forces have continued to harass and mistreat civilians in the area over the past 2 months. Bishop Emmanuel Mure of Kajokeji Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan condemns the violations and says parties to the peace agreements will be protecting civilians in areas they control.
This kind of torture to the people will threaten the movement of people from refugee or from the IDP back to their ancestral home. This peace arrangement has to be done as soon as possible so that movement is free, no fighting. Like now, we thought people are already in the same system, but there are others who are fighting, for example, in Kajubi.
A resident who prefers to bear and fight only S. Gideon for fear of reprisal says SPLA-IO forces looted his property and shot at his brother last week.
They took my motorcycle, my 600,000 Ugandan shillings, and we were forced to carry food items, including our goods, to their army base. At the moment, the situation is getting worse because we cannot go to our farms. One of our brothers was shot at on the leg. For now, we don't understand, is Liwolo Payam really part of South Sudan or not?
A 40-year-old woman who prefers to bed and fight only as choice for safety reasons says she was recently gang-raped by 5 armed men.
I was beaten and raped, and I could not have access to health care to determine my health status. We hear that there is peace, but why are these soldiers mistreating us? And what is the government doing to address these problems affecting us?
Both Gideon and Joyce say local residents are finding it difficult to go to their farms to harvest food crops due to the constant intimidation and threats by SPLA-IO forces. Ali Mkue, a head chief in the Liwolo Payam, tells VOA that even though a partial government is in place, civilians continue to suffer.
The SPLA-IO are doing bad things on my civilians. They rape women. Civilians have been arrested and are being beaten. Even our cows are shot down. As a chief, this situation is not good. What is the government doing? We demand these soldiers to be relocated from this area.
SPLA-IO Deputy Military Spokesman Colonel Lampol Gabriel says it is not clear that army forces are committing such crimes.
The SPLA is there, around there. You can't just say the SPLA is doing that. The combat of the SPLA is the one which is in the area. They move around. They're still hunting themselves because that case is not yet being solved. The SPLA-IO don't have problem with any community member or any civilian. Let's not just blame the SPLA-IO only.
Chapter 2 of the Revitalized Peace Deal requires all parties to protect civilians in areas under each group's control. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yei, Central Equatorial State.